Good evening, everyone. We're getting ready to start. If there are any empty seats, can you identify? Maybe we can try to pull some people into the empty seats. Two here, one there. Unless they're happy to stay out there, but.
There can't be more than five in the house.
Okay.
We need two guys. We need two people.
Actually,
I
need
two.
Can everyone pull their
legs
about one, two?
One here and one up there. I can move up there and get them sit together.
Like on the airplane.
Oh.
Right now?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Early night at Tony's.
They closed. There's a gas leak. Of all nights.
Are there like 20 people out in the lobby? Okay. Then we're
done. And we're done.
Okay. Everyone, we're over capacity for this room and for the lobby, so the procedure now is we will start the meeting solely for the purpose of rescheduling another meeting. No other business will be conducted. So in compliance with, are we on with the recording? Or are we? Okay. In compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice was posted on the Township website, distributed to the 100 in Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the 100 in County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. Would you please rise for the flag salute, followed by a moment of silence to honor our first responders, our servicemen and women, and the people of Ukraine. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I loved that moment.
That was great.
Thank you very much. So again, since we're over capacity, we will look to reschedule this meeting. The earliest date that I checked with the clerk, I think that we can conveniently notice the public would be for Tuesday night. That would be March 22nd. So I would propose 7 p.m. And I think we weren't able to check with alternate locations, so if there would be a motion from the committee to reschedule a special meeting March 22nd, 7 p.m. at Woodglen School, or in the alternative Valley View School, or in the alternative Firehouse 3.
Matt wants to take
Mayor, I have a previously scheduled public meeting that night. March 22nd, Tuesday, March 22nd.
Is somebody else in the firm that could fill it?
Most likely, yeah.
So, are you okay if we proceed? Are you telling us?
I'm just telling you. Just want you to be aware.
Well, let's see.
I haven't had the opportunity to speak to Kim about her availability, though. I don't know if we want to do that.
On the 22nd?
Yeah, because I'm not here next week.
Is Kim?
Hey, Kim.
Chief Prontz. Chief Prontz, could you see if Kim could step? Oh, there she is.
We got her.
Would you be available Tuesday, March 22nd for a special meeting?
I don't think so.
Okay. How about March 21st? Doesn't work.
Not for me.
How about Friday, March 25th?
Friday? What day?
Friday, March 25th, I believe, is the next day that I'm aware of people might be available.
I think we need to make this meeting convenient also for all the people that are here. Friday night, to me, isn't a night for a meeting.
Yeah.
There's a lot of interest in this.
I agree.
I would make it convenient for all the people if I could.
There's also urgent business. So I'm looking for the next date. How about, does everyone have their schedule March 28th, Monday? Karen, would you be available Monday, March 28th?
28th is fine with me.
Yeah, it should be better.
Okay, so we'd be looking for March 28th.
28th is fine.
7 p.m. Again, at either Woodglen School or alternatively Valley View School or alternatively Firehouse number 3.
firehouse number three? What's the capacity for firehouse number three?
Roughly
108.
108.
So it's. What about it's in that order. We'll go to the best availability.
What about Valley View?
That's what I said is one of the three.
What's the capacity there? Do we know? That doesn't have as big a gym. I don't. Well, maybe it does.
But at this point, we don't know. But we'll look for one of those three locations and notify the public on the website and in the newspaper.
Yeah.
Do we have an alternate date just in case those locations aren't
available?
What about the 30th? Or does it have? Or does the pressing business have to be done?
Oh, I don't know about that.
I mean, I'd like to do it sooner. Do we want to make alternative as the 30th? Or another date that...
Is there any...
Wednesday the 30th?
Any of those days are fine.
Wednesday works for me, the 30th.
Is there any reason why this meeting couldn't be held in the pavilion in the park? If it was early enough?
Let's start with these locations.
Well, you run that risk. It was 65 today.
Let's start.
I attended a meeting of the Warren County Agricultural Development Committee one time at a pavilion up in Warren County.
So Karen, your thought of an alternative would be for the room availability?
Yeah, that's all. So, I mean, I'll try to get the 28th
right.
If it turns out. I don't want to be stuck without having an option.
All three of those days work for me because it's the fifth week. So 28, 29, and 30 work for me.
Okay. Can we make that as one motion, the same way we make in the alternative for the location and the alternative for the date?
Yeah, as long as it's clear to the clerk, so okay. She can make those arrangements, that it would be in that, is it in descending order as stated, so to speak?
Let's do it in that order, March 28th, March 29th, or March 30th, the first available date, in the location of Woodland School, or the alternative Valley View School, or the alternative Firehouse Station 3. Would somebody make that motion?
I'll make that motion as stated by the mayor.
Second.
Roll call vote.
Yes.
Or, I'm sorry, is there any discussion? I should always offer that.
No then discussion.
Roll call vote.
Yes.
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 Yes. So hopefully you're able to follow the rescheduled date, watch the website for the final update, and it'll be in the newspaper as well. With that, we're forced to close the meeting, so is there a motion to adjourn?
So made.
Second.